Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st Century Talk for a no bullshit world, because everybody wants to hear it straight, right, Joe?
That's right. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Joe is in the studio with us today, and you know, a little bit of a sad day, Joe.
Why is that?
Oh, well, it's your last day, right? You're going to the big ship in the sky. Oh. Tell everybody where you're going on Monday. She starts a brand new job, guys.
I do. I don't know if I could talk about it, though.
Oh, you can't talk about it.
It's just publicity. I'm going to be working for AGT for a little bit. Americans Got Talent.
There you go.
We're going to be casting and getting some.
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity. Yeah, Joe came on and tried it out here. I mean, we really like her here. But hey, that opportunity, I know you've kind of been looking at for a little while now. So came about. You got to do it. You got to move to whatever's best for you right now.
Yeah, I'm sad. I really like being on the radio and being here with you.
Well,
but you know, it's a great opportunity and I can't let it, you know, pass. So we'll see. You never know. I might see you again soon.
You might you never know. No more talk of
I'm like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Well, we're gonna have some fun today either way, and we will miss you when you go. But yesterday, thanks. Let's thank yesterday's guest. Oh, another really good show. If you want to check it out in the archives, right, latalkradio.com/tola.php. We had author and past life specialist, Nora Miller. Did you check that one out?
I haven't had a chance to hear.
You're too
sorry.
Busy getting ready, buying all new clothes for your new gig. I know what you're doing.
No.
Getting all your partying.
I'm a minimalist. Remember that. I don't need those things.
I'm sure you don't. Going to that big office. They have a nice office building. I know where they are.
It's pretty amazing.
There you go. Well, too bad you won't be on the air with us. Well, anyway, today we have, check it out. That was a really good episode. That was a really good show yesterday with Nora Miller. I've known her for about 8 years, and we really rocked it. Really cool stuff. I mean, I believe in that. I believe in that, and she's had experiences from 1942, so go check that one out. That was a cool one. And today we got a special guest, special musical guest. Already I'm looking at look at his equipment over here. He's got the banjo.
I'm so excited.
Really cool. We have Huey Stonefish here today. He's going to rock it. I hope he plays my favorite song. I'm not going to give it away, Huey. Thank you, Huey, but we're going to come back to that. But no, he's going to be in a little bit later. Looking forward to it. Play us some tunes. And yeah, how about that heat wave? I got to throw it out. Those of us in the valley.
It's starting.
104, folks, today. 106 tomorrow. 103 on Sunday.
Yesterday was horrible.
Yeah, and we're not even up in the hundreds yet. Yeah, hopefully it's the last one coming through. What do you think?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
I like the heat, and I like it better than Miami because of it. There's no humidity here, like in Miami, but still way too hot. It gets way too hot sometimes.
No doubt it does. So hopefully we'll stay cool this weekend, drink lots of water for those of you who are here, stay out of the sun, all that jazz. You know what to do.
Or wine.
Or wine? Is that what you said? Drink wine indoors or outside? Wait a minute. Were you a candlelight dinner? Is that what you were?
No, it was a picnic in the park.
So you want to have wine in the park
sure,
outside?
Sure, why not?
Okay. I got you. We never did bring that Sicilian wine, my old man was saying.
I know.
Well, and now you're gone, so save me some money. Hey, I want to give a congrats. Check this out. This is one of my favorite, no doubt, actors, comics of all time. Steve Martin. Did you hear the news this morning? Yeah, he's going to be getting the American Film Institute. That's AFI. Really cool place over there. It's 43rd Life Achievement Award.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to be honored on June 4th. He's awesome. And he's got this thing around the internet. Have you seen it? It's be so good they can't ignore you. I love that. And one of my life coaches, the guy that I know is a life coach, said, no, you can't use the word can't. Got to say, be so good they love you. I'm like, well, Steve Martin said it, so it's good enough. Now, they're going to have a gala tribute in L.A., of course, and that's going to be broadcast on TNT. Yeah, he's got a new musical going on in San Diego right now. It's called The Bright Star in the Old Globe Theater down there. So, yeah, you should check him out.
The Bright Star.
Yeah, I mean, he's still doing. I mean, he's amazing. He'll be till the end. You know, last year was Jane Fonda got that award last year. Yeah.
So. You want to go on a road trip to San Diego? We could go watch it.
You know, that'd be a good idea to go check him out.
Why not?
We got to look into that. Well, I don't know your busy schedule now. Your schedule is changing.
Okay. But I could always find time for you.
You could always find time. Well, that's a good thing. On that note. I'm going to miss your laugh every time we introduce that swoosh. Going to go around the globe. You know, we like to do this. We're going to jump right in because I know Huey's, I think he's here in the other room. Around the globe for top news stories. Here we go. First one. It's called Jobs, Jobs, Jobs.
I'm getting one of those on Monday.
I know. And what are we talking about? This is perfect timing. This is throughout the United States. The nation's unemployment rate fell below 6% in September. First time in 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 5.9%. But check it out. It's because more people are getting jobs. Not because they were dropping out of the labor force like before. You know, when they had that economic recovery, it was about people dropping out, not so much. But now, hey, that's good news. You know, I was looking
at
the stats.
That's good news. That's great news.
Yeah. They say job growth was strong in professional and business services. Let me see if one of these falls into your category. Employment services, consulting, retail and healthcare also gained, and the construction added 16,000 jobs.
That's great.
Pretty good. I think it's really good. The president.
It's really good news.
Yeah, we said this yesterday. In yesterday's show, we talked about President Obama was at my alma mater over there in Northwestern University. Guys in Evanston, shout out to you. He had a speech yesterday, touted the strength of the economic recovery, although he did note most gains were going to the wealthy. Yeah, that happens most of the time, doesn't it?
Yeah. But at least there's more jobs. People are working.
No doubt.
The economy will get better.
Things are picking up. I feel it, right? Look at this. The numbers from the Department of Labor, okay? This is pretty cool. It's averaged, well, our nation's averaged over 200,000 jobs a month this year. August, it was 180. It was kind of weak. There's a strike in New England, they say. September was 248,000. June had a big month, 298. April, 304. That was huge. And check it out. The average hourly wage has gone up 2% this year, which is ahead of inflation. And they say many jobs, you don't need a college degree. I agree with that.
Yeah?
No, just work hard, stay focused. You know, I did a Get Your Shit Together GYST podcast on that.
Yeah? What was it about? Well, which one was it?
Number 12, find a job in 30 days or less. Yeah, it was more like strategy. It's for the younger folks out there. Maybe some college educator, right? About strategy, mindset, how to spend your time on a 30-day basis. I really believe that. If you commit to it, if that's your goal, you treat it like a full-time job, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day, I'm talking, every day, you'll be successful.
Definitely.
You got to be strategic. Well, I mean, you, well, you've been looking for the right, different opportunities, I know. You're very creative. She's a creative
one
here.
I hustle.
Hustler. I like that. Is that how you got that one?
You got to, You got to.
It's the only way to be.
Gotta work hard.
Take her advice. Hustle
whatever you want. Ladies. Nothing is impossible in this world.
Not at all.
It's just the beginning for me.
You got it. Nah, it's part of the journey. And remember, your journey, you never know. It might make a right-hand turn, left-hand turn, might circle back around.
Yeah,
hey, got to go with
it. That's right.
Well, let's move on to the second story, calling this sad goodbye. This is a sad story here. So you want to turn off the walk away. Oh. Don't walk away. But it's sad. And this young kid, 16-year-old, he said, "Tell Mom I love her," was the last thing he said to his dad when he left his home that day. It was a high school. This is sad. The third high school football player to die in the past week. Yeah. This took place in Long Island, Huntington. Buddy of mine lived in Huntington for a long time. Varsity lineman Tom Cutinella, Italian kid, suffered serious head injuries during Wednesday night game. And, you know, they said he got up right after the hit, and then he collapsed. And
during the game?
During the game.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he died... Well, they had emergency surgery and a freak accident. They said he was a great kid. But, you know, two other deaths. Check this out. This was Alabama, first one. 17-year-old DeMario Harris Jr. He collapsed on the field after a tackle, and he died 2 days later. It was a Friday night game. He died on Sunday. And they said that the cause of death was unknown, but the father believes it was a brain hemorrhage due to the, well.
What, I mean, is that equipment not?
Well. No, you know, they're not saying that this happens. Okay, let me tell you the third one. The 17-year-old Isaiah Langston collapsed on the field pre-game warm-ups. They thought it was a blood clot, or maybe they're not really sure. But no, what's happening is, well, first of all, there's a 75% chance of suffering a concussion, they say, if you play the sport, football, right? And they're two times likely to get a second concussion if you had a first, right? And they say that there's definitely a movement towards better helmets, better padding, but these freaky things happen. These are accidents. So I don't know if you could say that there's anything wrong with what's out there. It's just mm-hmm. they have to, it's not perfected. It's like, you know.
It's a chance you take when you play this sport.
I mean, you're head to head. I mean, there's been major injuries in the past. I remember some pro injuries, but yeah, this is a tough, I'll tell you, I never played football. It was never one of my sports, but if that's your sport, I mean, that's you're banging heads a lot. That's a tough one, right? You're banging heads. That's a sad story.
Flag football, people. Flag football.
Yeah.
Keep
well,
it fun and.
I don't know. It's tough if you love dangerous. The sport. I mean, it's accidents happen in every sport, but that's sad to know. Three kids in the past week. Well, my heart goes out to these friends, the families,
and
everyone else involved, and all the friends from high school as well. Speaking of high school, moving on to this one, another crazy one. Group sex, anyone?
Yeah, in high school?
Yeah, this isn't a good story, though. This is kind of messed up, effed up, if you ask me. Two Louisiana high school teachers are out of jail on bond, $200,000 bond, after they brought the 16-year-old back to their apartment after a Friday night football game and, quote-unquote, I guess they had sex with this kid or group sex with this kid. Yeah, Shelley, yeah, right? Another one. Shelley Dufresne, 32, married, three kids, been there teaching 10 years, and Rachel Respis, 24-year-old. I mean, I don't know. They got charged with felony for carnal knowledge of a juvenile, indecent behavior, and contribution to delinquency of a minor. You know, and the police now are looking for, like, videotape. They're going to try to find it. Look, this is all crazy shit. And get this, this is Dufresne, part of her, what she has to do, really? To be allowed, she can't even, she said, only allowed to leave her home for continued intensive medical health treatment, doctor's appointments, and church. Yeah, she's got to prove church. Of her mental health treatment before, so she goes back to
church. She shouldn't be allowed.
What is church going to do? What is she going to do? Now, she's going to ask for repentance here? Is she going to repent? Or is she going to say, listen, I shouldn't be sleeping with 16-year-old boys. Come on,
they didn't get the GIST award?
You know what? I'll tell you why. And, you know, that's a good one because I was going to give us a three-way tie, but I said, you know what? These ladies don't even deserve it. Okay, what they did, you know, you can't have sex with underage kids. That's absurd, okay? Yes. So what they did, I'm not even going to shine light on them. The GIST award, where do you see that? That's kind of, I don't even, that one makes me laugh, too. It's kind of hilarious. But, no, this is, what can you say, really? I mean, what do you say about this? Okay, this kid's consenting, all right? This is not a rape situation, but I'm sure a 16-year-old boy, he's have sex with anybody. Come
on. Of course.
16 and, years old, you have a hard-on all the time. I mean, come on.
High five.
Yeah, high five the guy. Then that's how they found out. The guy was bragging. The guy was bragging that's what they said. He was bragging to his, whatever. And then here's what else came out. It's like kind of interesting. The police chief, Michael Glazer, said, no matter what the sex of the victim, everyone should be outraged. So I don't know if that came out before the boy was identified. I don't know. But here's what I think. You know, there's always like a funny twist to everything, right? How screwed up that is with these two women. Because, you know, whatever. It's kind of interesting. If the shoe were on the other foot, if it was a female, I wonder, you know, the world's a lot.
I don't understand that, really. And she has a family. She's married with three kids. And
she's horny. Why is she going after a 16-year-old boy?
What is the husband doing? What is he not doing?
He's not living up to something or the other. I don't know. Well, anyway, there's a million stupid reasons for doing that. Yes. But here's what I think I'm telling you. If you were to shine a comedic light on this story, okay? The incident occurred, like I said, after a football game, right? I guess the name of the team, her team, is the Destrehan Wildcats, right? Who they beat, no pun intended, the Helen Cox Cougars. So we got the Wildcats, these wild ladies, beating up on the Cox and their Cougars. I mean, come on, if you want to shine a funny light on it, people. What the hell?
I'm sorry, I had to laugh.
I mean, you know, I know it's a bit kind of crazy, but no, on that note. Now we're going to go over to the Get Your Shit Together. Oh, man, Joe, you're going, man. You leave me flying so. No, it's all good. So here we go. Get Your Shit Together, because I'm telling you, I couldn't believe. I watched this three times. I laughed. You start laughing when you see it. It's sad. Okay, we're not laughing at what is occurring. We're laughing at the gravity of the comedy and the overall situation. Okay. You got to see it. Like, if you turn the sound off and just watched it, you'd be cracking up. This officer in Tallahassee, Florida, this was videotaped. Mm-hmm. He used a taser on a woman in the back. Now, she was walking away from him. You got to see this guy. And she just sort of collapses. It's like, I kind of, hilarious. She was walking away from, it was kind of interesting. You got to watch it. And then the police chief, Michael DeLeo, and we're talking about Tallahassee. That's kind of interesting. He came out in the middle of the night. He said, based on the video, we have enough concerns to put this cop on leave and initiate an investigation. And, you know, he talks about treating the members of the community with dignity and respect. But, I mean, you got to see this thing, okay? Let me just give you a quick little. This took place at 5:20 in the afternoon in Frenchtown. And it sparked outrage because when you see it, they just tasered a lady for nothing. Like, the cops are kind of walking, a couple cops walking in the street. Uh-huh. Cars parked. I guess they arrested somebody. There's something going on, some uh-huh. drug thing. And these two ladies kind of came walking, and he went to kind of grab her by the wrist. It was like almost like easy peasy. The guy, it wasn't anything heightened. And she was saying something. I don't know what the heck she mm-hmm. was saying. And then she sort of turns to walk away, and she's like 10 feet away from the guy, and he picks up, lifts his gun up, and he shoots her. Boom.
What?
Taser right in the back, and she falls flat on her face.
I might have seen some of this on Facebook. Was he wearing like shorts?
No, no, this guy was in a full cop unit. You got it. It's like kind of the kookiest thing. She really wasn't doing anything. She wasn't running away.
Right.
She wasn't trying to, like, kind of like she wasn't doing anything to assert the guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'm giving it to this guy, all right? Our buddy Mahan over there. He's like, well, did you hear about what happened earlier this month? And this is why. Earlier this month, the Tallahassee City Commissioners, agreed to settle a lawsuit for $475,000 brought by Christina West from Tennessee because she suffered broken bones and other injuries during a DUI arrest last year in August. Mm. So they used excessive force. Then they brought this DeLeo in. Seems like a pretty sharp cop. Anyway, they brought him to replace, I think, the chief, who was sort of, you know, there's just been some turnover over there, but I'm telling you, never seen anything like it. You got to go watch it. Get your shit together, award. Officers, Officer Terry Mahan.
And that keeps happening all the time. I see it on Facebook because I'm a Facebook whore.
Well, there's a lot. Well, you're a Facebook whore. Hopefully in a Facebook way.
In a very good way. I'm always there, just putting positive stuff out there.
Positive.
And that, yeah, it's all positive. No BS for me. But
nope. Hey, that's what this is all about. That's why you're here. No BS.
No BS for me. I like to put the positive energy out there, and that's what I do. But I'm always on it. And I see it, like the posts from my friends and people I know.
It's all
cops. I saw one yesterday of a cop beating someone in a wheelchair.
There's many, many cops on the planet. Let's put it that way. Well, and these incidents obviously are isolated. But when someone does that, it's the individual. You can't look at the whole police force.
No. I don't. Yeah. Not at all. I used to want to be a cop a long time ago when I was out of high school. No, it's just they
I don't
have
know.
To do
I can't see you.
Well,
I could see you with those tight pants on, the booty and all, but I don't know. You're like, well, anyway, we're going to give the Get Your Shit Together award to this guy. Any other cops out there, they know the program. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you got to get your shit together. And on that note, we're going to do a quick topic of the day because I see Huey over there. We're going to get him in just a couple minutes. Check this out. This came out in the Hollywood Reporter, Hollywood Salaries. I'm just going to go quick. We're going to have some fun.
Bring it.
Real quick. Film stars make up to $75 million, Robert Downey Jr. Ooh. Well, that's not even counting endorsements. The Rock made $52 million. Leonardo, $45 million.
Yum.
Liam, right? DiCaprio, he's the man. Liam Neeson, $40 million. And Bradley Cooper pulled in a cool $35 million. This is from June to June. We're going around here. Well, look at the ladies. Jennifer Lawrence matched her boy Bradley Cooper, $35
million. Good girl.
Cameron Diaz, $18 million. Sandra, who's this? Yeah, no, this is, wow. Jennifer Aniston made $15
million. Okay.
Oh, I like that. Oh, Scarlett Johansson, $17 million. Just looking at a couple names here. Check out what agents make, from $200,000 to $10
million.
Well, if you're Tracy.
I think I'm going to become an agent.
You got to become an agent. If you're Tracy Jacobs, says that's the Johnny Depp's age, makes $9 million.
Wow.
Big time stuff. Directors pull in $250,000 to 20 million a picture. That's Christopher Nolan. He rocks it all the time. TV directors make 25 to 42,000 an episode. That I know. I have a friend of mine who's a TV director. Works for HBO in different places. The lawyers, 2 to 6 million. You skip Brittenham. You're rocking. Skip. I think it's 6 million.
Too much school.
Extras, you know about this background, but SAG makes $148 a day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you're not SAG,
I'm not SAG.
Minimum wage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. About that. Game show host. We're not hosting game shows here, but you can make from 1 to 10 million. Alex Trebek. He's the man with 10 million.
Well, he's been doing it for a long time.
Oh, forever. Now, this is where I think we got to peg the next calling here. Late night talk show, 3 to 30 million. Jon Stewart rocks it with 30 million.
Oh, wow.
He's awesome. Nice. Seth Meyers is in the cellar. Cellar with 3. Still a cool number.
He just started.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I don't know if he gets to 30 million. That's Big John. But TV stars make anywhere from 150 to, well, we know, a million an episode. Big Bang Theory, the top three. Kaylee, you're awesome. Yeah, all those folks. That's a great show. Managers are making 250 to 300,000. Not like agents. How about this? Network TV president is 2 to 3 mil. That's nice. Yeah. Porn stars. 120,000. That's it. 10 grand a month, unless your top flight, they say, makes 200. Wow. Yeah,
that's
guys.
It?
Yeah, the guys make less. Yeah, they're not. Well, they say that there's less opportunity to diversify their income stream because there's not so much merchandising and endorsement deals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. Producers are making anywhere from 250 to 2 mil. Except Adam Sandler made $5 million on this last one, Grown Ups 2. Yeah.
Oh, well.
He produced
Adam
that. Yeah, and then if you wanted to get your hands dirty in a different way, private chef, $75,000 to $200,000 a year.
That's it.
What do you mean that's it? That's pretty cool for a private chef. I don't know.
I'm sure they work hard.
Well, I don't know. I think if you're not going to be in front of the camera, any of these guys, these lawyers, whatever, I mean, that's pretty good dough. Making $200,000 to make vegan food for somebody?
Sure.
Pretty darn good.
I guess so.
Well, there you go. That's our little topic of the day. I had some fun with that. So, Joe, what do you think? You mind going to grab Huey's over there? I think he's going to get all tuned up. And
I'll be right back.
Yeah, she's going to be right back with Huey Stonefish. And I'm going to give you a little background about this guy because he's an entertainer at heart. No doubt. His shows are always exciting, humorous, and there's some sadness in the songs. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And he has an album out called Siren Songs, right? And he performs acoustically with Ben Che. Huey,
what's going on?
I'm going to turn him on right now. So your mic is on whenever you get a chance to sit down. Yeah, I'm just talking about a few things here.
Cool.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be hanging out.
Nice. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
So I was checking out the songs, and you're a man of many talents.
Thank you.
Many talents. You're over at the Second City,
I'm
correct?
I'm over at Second City, yeah.
Yeah,
it's great. It's fun to be there. I'm music direct there.
So what's that mean? You put all together? You're like the choreographer as well?
There's a few things I do. One is I play piano for their shows. So at a lot of their shows, there are people are improvising. There's someone like me who sits and plays piano. So I'm improvising live underscore. And then sometimes people break out into song. And I teach musical improv. So I teach people how to break out into songs. I do that at Second City. And I just got asked to teach a 8-week class on musical improv down at Improv City down in Irvine. So I'm doing a lot of...
Yeah, that's cool.
Improv.
Second City, that's a comedy troupe / theater, right?
It's a comedy school and theater.
Got
started
it.
In Chicago.
Yeah, and that's why it's called Second City,
right.
Second to New York.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Yeah, so that's where so you're in front of artists all the time, and you're working with them, and you're like improvising.
Yeah,
they're really kooky. I've been there. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good comedy in this town, and a lot of good stuff at Second City.
Yeah, and improv is its own beast.
Yes.
It is. It's like you always have to say yes.
Yeah, yes and.
Yes and. Yeah, okay. I took some classes.
Yeah, you did?
I did.
Where?
Took some. Well, I took it here in the Valley, and then I worked with these guys over at, what was it called? I don't want to say the Comedy Store. No, not the Comedy Store.
Okay.
There's
a lot of comedy
spots.
There's a lot
of comedy spots. Sure. Now, this guy does like a private... Here, it was on Ventura Boulevard. I can't even think of the name of it. Across from Smiles on the other side. You know Smiles?
No.
There's a, like a club there. You don't know Smiles on Ventura Boulevard?
No, no.
Holy cow. Maybe it's, I don't know if it's still there.
Sure, sure.
This is like four. I actually went up and did, it was twice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I did stand up twice.
Right on.
Tried it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one time the mic wasn't working.
Okay.
That was weird.
Sure.
Because then you have to get like really loud.
The mic wasn't working.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here we go.
I know you're getting the radio, but let's see.
Oh,
is there any video?
No, there was no video back then. We're talking 6 years ago. You know when you first try everything.
Sure, sure,
but that's scary.
You do
stand-up?
No. Well, I'm actually starting kind of a stand-up. I'm starting an improv group, and I'm starting a stand-up musical. They're both musical groups, and I'm starting. So I will be. So ask me in 2 months.
In 2 months. When you say musical groups, these are like, are they bands?
The ones I'm talking about are improv. So I have a musical improv group, a duo that I'm starting with my good friend, Adam Sleman, who's a great improviser.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be improvising. I'll be on stage improvising, and then we'll break out into song. We're rehearsing that. And then I'm starting a stand-up sketch music group, another duo with a woman, Tara O'Brien, who's also very funny. And we're kind of developing our shtick and who our characters are going to be, and we'll be writing comedy songs.
Oh.
So it's a whole but that's, it's like, all very new. This stuff is all very new for me. So again, ask, you know.
Yeah, well, you're evolving.
We haven't played yet.
Sketch is like Saturday Night Live. Yeah, is sketch.
Exactly. Yeah, it's written. So it's written beforehand.
Right. Written beforehand, but then you kind of maybe improvise along the way.
Yeah, yeah. As opposed to improv, which is, it's all
total
made
unwritten
from nothing.
Right. Just start with either an idea or somebody. It's a call to action somehow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I've done it. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
and
hard.
It's great work for actors as well.
Yes. Yeah.
But music is your love. I mean, you do photography. What else you got?
I take photos. I like to be creative, you know, and I like to think about how I think about things. So yeah, I take some photos, but music is mostly what I do. I do songwriting, and I'm doing a lot of musical improvised songwriting. I just taught my first piano lesson in 3 years yesterday.
Okay.
So that's fun. I record some stuff for people, and I wrote a song. It was in a Scooby-Doo movie.
No kidding.
So I'm, always looking for more work like that, writing, you know, commission and spec, and I'm doing a lot of stuff like that.
Piece it together.
Piecing it together.
The money
comes
where it comes from.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Exactly.
Put in a lot of hours.
Put in a lot of hours.
But you love it.
Oh, I love it for sure. Yeah, yeah. It's great. I get to be creative, and sometimes people, you know, like to watch what I'm doing. So it's great.
No, I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
That's what it is when you're in this town. How long have you been here? Did you grow up here?
3.5 years. No, I grew up in Syracuse, New York.
They're Berkeley. You went to Berkeley.
I went to Berkeley College of Music in Boston, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My buddy's brother went to Berkeley.
Yeah, it's a great school.
Oh, great school.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. So you grew up in Syracuse,
mm-hmm.
Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a young guy.
I'm a young guy.
30? 28?
Thank you.
Oh.
I'm 25.
25. Oh, man, I'm way off.
You did that on Wednesday.
I did that yesterday. Oh, Wednesday. I got to stop doing that.
Yeah.
I got to stop doing it. I told Papa Joe.
You're a baby.
Joe,
I'm a baby,
you're 25?
I'm glad you think I'm older.
Well, you have another. Doesn't he have another energy? He doesn't feel like 20. 25 is like a young,
you just
dopey
sound,
guy.
You just sound, you're mature.
Oh, thank you.
You're mature, yeah.
This is great.
So that's why.
So you're
you
like kind of
51. You don't look 51. Yeah, that's incredible.
Shit. Yeah, he heard that.
I heard that.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's why I'm telling you, I'm skewed anymore. I can't.
Sure,
I can't really tell. Once I get around the 20. So I'm assuming you're 30, but you have that energy.
Great.
But no, you came here, so I see. So it's sort of like a direct path. You're like, I'm creating.
Yeah, yeah.
Got your hands in a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had to do one thing, or there's no way you could do one thing, but what would it be?
Songwriting and performing. I like performing my own material. That's really fun for me. I like being on stage. Ben and I, like you said, we went on tour together. I like performing with a band. I love performing with Ben. I love performing by myself. I'm writing a lot of new material right now. So I just released a new song called The Breakups, a breakup all over the world, and I'm doing a new thing where I'm trying to get content out quickly. So I wrote that song in 2 days, recorded it in 2 days, shot video while I was recording, put it up online, got new material I'm working on right now.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Yeah. I have an idea for a song.
Yeah? Let's hear it.
No, I can't say it on the air.
Because
then no.
Because then anyone will take it.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my plan.
Here we go. Here we go.
That was exactly
okay,
my plan.
Okay, now if we record it, you can't take it.
Okay, then I don't want to hear that. I want to hear it later.
Ah.
And then steal it.
Hey, she's going to America's Got Talent over there. Maybe we got a good prospect for you.
Hey, I got some talents.
He's got some numerous talents.
I have a few.
Awesome. No, I'm telling you. What about that? I was checking that one out in the live version, West Hollywood 2011. Are you not a jazz head, are you?
Well, I went to a jazz school, so I have a lot of jazz influence.
Mm, but not a jazz head.
No.
We had a jazz head in here once.
Yeah?
Self-proclaimed, but no.
Sure.
What's a jazz head?
All about jazz.
Yeah, all about jazz.
No, I can see that.
Me.
No,
it's not. I have a lot of jazz influence. I love jazz, you know, but I would by no means call myself a jazz head or even really a jazz player. But I have a decent understanding of jazz theory, you know, jazz concepts.
Well, jazz is there. And then what is the band? I mean, I see the banjo. I love the banjo.
Yeah.
I love the banjo,
Is that
too.
Something you pick up or you just, boom, you could play anything?
I have a few songs on banjo. I used to play banjo in high school a lot, and then I kind of stopped. So I have a few songs. I'm actually going to, today, when I play, I didn't bring a piano. I'm really encouraging myself to play more, you know, stringed instruments, so... I said, I'm not bringing my piano today. I'm just bringing the guitar and the banjo. But yeah, banjo's a great instrument. And it's versatile. It's more versatile than I think it gets credit for. The great thing about banjo, too, is because no one really plays it, I can be as good as I am at it, and people think I'm a lot better, you know? Because you never hear someone playing banjo, really. So
I love it. I love the way it sounds. You know, I'm never going to forget the first time I heard a banjo or bluegrass music.
Yeah, yeah.
Was in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Okay.
This,
wow.
Yes.
Been and this, there?
No, yes. It was like I was with my ex-boyfriend, the one that I was together for 5 years.
I see. The one who had all the money and took three quarters of the closet.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, long story.
I got time.
No, that's all right.
We buried that. Yeah, we buried it.
It's the past. It's a good relationship, but it was.
Sure.
But we went. It was, we spent New Year's there that it was a week. It was one of those timeshare things that my dad gave to me. So we just went to do that. We'd never like seen snow or anything like that. Okay. So we went up there for that. And it's very country place.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a little duo playing the banjo and the big whatever the other instrument, the big one.
Upright bass?
I don't know what it is.
Okay. She's clueless.
Okay. Yeah, I'm clueless. I do karaoke. That doesn't mean it sounds
good. My God. She does porn. You go to the place where there's porn star karaoke.
I don't go on Tuesday.
Well, I'm not saying I think maybe I've been there one time on Tuesday.
Porn star karaoke.
Oh, you never heard about that?
No, I never heard about
that. I don't know. We should be promoting that.
Is that Sardo's?
You ever go to Sardo's?
No.
We should go.
No, yeah.
Yeah, Sardo's. Let's do it.
They rock it for karaoke. Yeah, Tuesdays, it's kind of porn star yoga.
Great. This is some of my favorite things.
Got to check it out.
Okay.
I mean, it's not so bad. I mean, I guess, well, you don't go Tuesdays.
I don't go Tuesdays.
No.
You go Tuesdays.
No, I think I maybe have kind of bumped into somebody in there once, but no, I'm not sure. No, I'm not a karaoke guy. No, that's one thing I cannot do.
Yeah. I love karaoke.
You're not. Why would you do that? You're like the real deal.
That's right.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm trying to. I don't really understand karaoke conceptually.
like what are people? I mean, well, you understand the concept of getting wasted and getting up and making a fool out of yourself, right?
I guess. I guess.
No, you don't do that. You're a big boozer.
I drink a little bit.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I drink a lot. I like that.
She
like
is.
That. I like drinking.
You're a social drinker, as they say,
or more than
that.
No. Definitely not more.
Definitely
than
not more
that.
Than no, that. No. Yeah. I like that. We're not going to go down that road.
I just moved to Hollywood, so it's been easier to drink a little bit more.
Of course.
And I have a bike.
It's easier to do anything. You have a motorcycle?
No.
A bike.
Like, you could get a DUI on a bike,
for
too.
Sure. No,
and,
thank you
know,
you.
Come
thank
on.
You. Thank you.
Well, you got to be careful. All the idiots. I mean, this, Papa Joe got hit. I got hit on a bike.
You didn't. I got hit in Boston.
Yeah.
So,
no, like, they're worse.
Wear a helmet?
You got to wear a helmet, which most people, you have to wear one if you're under 18.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you do.
Everyone should wear a helmet. If you're on a bike, you should be wearing a helmet.
I didn't wear one when I got hit, I will say. I got lucky.
Go for it,
I learned. I know how to roll.
Sure.
Did that for Lance
Tuck
Armstrong.
And roll.
Sure.
Tuck and roll.
Tuck
I did.
Roll.
Rolled up on the hood, rolled down, hit the ground, but I kind of held it together.
Wow.
It wasn't going very fast, but still.
Sure. I skateboard a little bit. I'm very bad at skateboarding. I can't ollie. I can just kind of stand on it while it goes, and I've been falling a lot. And every time I fall, I know how to tuck and roll, too. And every time I fall, I just... kind of
wipe out.
Yeah, I just
you wipe out.
And I got bruises. I just keep thinking, like, if I had just tucked and rolled, I'd be fine.
I'd be fine. But that's after the fact.
Yeah.
She's got all sorts. Is that from falling?
Yes, but it was.
She's showing us something on her shoulder here.
I have a lot of scars. I like
scars.
To do a lot of activities. I have a lot of scars. As long as they're not on my face,
sure,
I'm okay.
Sure.
She rides motorcycles this week.
I used to ride a motorcycle.
She's like an adrenaline junkie.
I am.
Jumpy bumped by all that bungee
jumping. Bungee
jumping.
I love skydiving. I want to do it on my own.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not a thrill anymore, tandem. I want to do it on my own.
It's not a thrill anymore, tandem.
Yeah, well, oh, because tandem, you're on someone's back.
No, you're someone in the front. They're in my back.
They're on your back.
Yeah.
You don't like people on your back. Get him off your back.
Depends what we're doing.
Depends on what you're doing. Here we go. I'm going to miss those conversations.
Let's get back to the music.
Yeah, let's get to the music. Matter of fact, let's play a song here.
Oh, great. I'd love to play a song. Sure.
Awesome. You're going to give us a little...
Get my banjo.
He's going to get his banjo out. Love it. There's a... Oh, look at that. I love, that's a real banjo.
Yeah.
Sometimes, that's like a reason to see this one. Orpheum number one.
Yeah, I bought this at a really great shop in Syracuse. One of my favorite music shops of all time, Beat Street Music Company.
Cool.
So this is a song. This is a new song. Ben and I played this when we were on tour. It's not... I'm planning to record this one soon.
Nice.
It's called Not Safe Inside My Mind. I was getting together with a friend. And he was telling me, I hadn't seen him in a long time, telling me about some depression that he had been going through and kind of things had been dark. And he also told me he had a girlfriend. Hmm. And I wondered what it was like to be his girlfriend. So I wrote this song about that.
Ooh, I like that. Here we go.
Chain car frozen on the side of the road. You are all I need. I'm lost, helpless, with nowhere to go. Your compass, your gasoline. You are so. I was lost before I found you. Now you're everything I see when I close my eyes to dream. Before you, it was winter. It was miles of endless sea or a lighthouse.